Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Shri Balaji Valve Components Limited earnings conference call for the second half and full year of financial year 2026. We are joined today by Mr. Srinivas Lakshminarth Kole, CEO and Director of Shri Balaji Valve Components Limited. As a reminder, all the participants' line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask the questions after the management remarks. Please note that this meeting is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Srinivas Kole, who will walk us through the detailed financial results for the period and the operational highlights. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Drishti. Can you share the presentation?
Yes, sir. Sir, meanwhile, you can start giving us the financial update.
Okay, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is Srinivas Lakshmikant Kole, CFO and whole-time director at Shri Balaji Valve Components Limited. A very warm welcome to the H2 for FY26 and the full year earnings call. So, the last year was filled with a total roller coaster from the dynamic, and it was a very dynamic year. And the challenges that arised were very different. Despite all the challenges and the uptides in the business, I am glad to report that we have done an improvement in the top line of around 19.5%. So, which was, if we convert into the H2 numbers, so company reported revenue from operations of rupees 55.246 crore, which is a growth of 26% year-on-year. The EBITDA stood at 9.21 crore, up by 16.71% year-on-year, and delivering a margin of 16.61%. The PAT was 5.19 crore, a growth of total 20.73% year-on-year, reflecting a margin of 9.36% was reported. So, for the full year, the revenue from operations stood at 96.81 crores. Rishi, can you take us to that slide? Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Okay, just give me a moment. Sorry. Yeah, so as you can see, the operations from revenue stood at 96.80 crores, and including the other income, the total income reported was 98.34 crores. The gross profit stands at 18.60%, and the EBITDA stands at 23.75%, and the PAT stands at 31.59% growth year-on-year. So overall a positive year for us, and like I've mentioned in my earlier calls that we have already commissioned the third plant based on the value stream mapping and few focus areas. The reorganization of the plants it will be completed in next 3 to 4 weeks, which will in turn help us improving the efficiency and the capacity utilization of the plants. We have added around 6, 7, around 10 new machines, out of which the 5 I have already reported, and a few others, few special purpose machines and few CNCs, HMCs, VMCs, and multitasking machine we have added to our facility, enhancing the machining capabilities at Shri Balaji Wall Components Limited. And yeah, I think that's all from my end.
Thank you, sir, for the insightful introduction. And we will now move on to the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask the question may either unmute themselves when called upon or type their question in the Zoom Q&A box, and I will read it out on your behalf. To ensure we accommodate as many queries as possible, we request each participant to limit themselves to 2 questions at a time before rejoining the queue if needed. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Keshav Garg, you are allowed to talk.
So, Mr. Kole, many congratulations for the good numbers. Now, going forward for FY27, what expectation should your shareholders keep for FY27 in terms of top line and EBITDA margins?
So the top line will keep on improving because we are seeing, in the next few weeks, we are seeing an uprise in the orders. Currently, the market pricing is at very volatile stages, but in a few weeks, we are expecting a stability, and the pipeline for next year also looks good. I think we'll be able to maintain or even improve the growth that we have achieved this year.
Okay, so which means basically that we should be able to grow roughly 20-25%.
Yeah, around that or more also.
Okay, understood. And what about the EBITDA margins? The fourth quarter number of approximately 17% EBITDA margin, you think is sustainable for this year?
I've already mentioned that the EBITDA's around those this thing is sustainable for us in a longer run as well.
Great. And what kind of CapEx are we looking at to incur this year, FY27?
We have already purchased around 2 to 3 new machines in the new year, and we are also expected to focus upon some inspection machines. So that's the CapEx we are looking for in this year.
Understood. I'll join back the queue. Thank you very much.
Next question is from Mr. Paul.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, like, as we know that in the recent months, mainly post-Middle East war, a lot of raw material price increased a lot. So in the scenario of raw material price increase, can you help me to understand what are your exact raw material, how those price increased, and even after the raw material price increase, how you are confident about to maintain the margin?
So thank you for the question. Like I've initially also mentioned that because we are into components manufacturing and not into the product manufacturing, whatever the increase in raw material is mutually discussed and transferred over accordingly to the customers, because that's the market price. That's not something we are charging or something. So whenever the price increase is reported in the market, we go back to our customer and discuss and comply to the same. Like you mentioned, because the rise is very much, and it is also impacting the win order rate for our customers in turn to us. But like I mentioned, we are sensing that in next few weeks it will be very stable and We are expecting an uprise in the orders and the pipeline.
Okay. And also, I have participated in few of the valves manufacturer, like there are Rapid Valve, Quest Flow Controls. So companies like Rapid Valve, they are guiding around 50% jump in volume. So for your business, is there any link of, I mean, if those Rapid Valve kind of players grow at rate of 50%, can you also grow at the rate of 30-40% kind of, or like the both of you are not directly correlated? So what's the relation?
We are directly correlated. They are like not Rapid Valves is not a customer, but the valve manufacturers are our end customers. So I think that's a very huge and good growth from them. We will also try to keep up the speed that they are following them.
Okay, so your end customers, so whoever you are serving, so are they serving to like which sector? Is there are they mainly serving defense, shipbuilding, or if you can tell me about the ferrous or non-ferrous side? So overall valve, there are two types of ferrous, non-ferrous. So whom you are serving?
The thing is, sir, that we cater to all the manufacturers. They are into various sectors, including oil and gas, pharmaceutical, petrochemical, defense. Defense very less, but yeah, defense in the shipbuilding, like you have mentioned, there also, and also the power generation industries. And instrumentation industry. So these are the sectors we serve directly or indirectly via our customers. And because the presence that we deal with various MNCs as well, so the exposure is quite huge for us and our customers.
Okay, and sir, the last question. Given your existing capacity, so what is the maximum annual revenue run rate you can achieve with your existing capacity without further capacity increase?
I've already mentioned like around 140 to 150 crores, 140 plus, yeah.
140 plus of, and in terms of business, so is capacity is the constraint, or the working capital will be the constraint for your business to grow?
No, so working capital is not a constant as of now. We are like operating at a good working operating cycle, but yeah, but I think the dynamic situations in the market, they which are uncontrolled, which are external risks, those are the those are some constraints to the business growth, I would say.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you for answering everything, and wishing you all the very best.
Thank you so much, sir.
We have a question in the Q&A box, sir, from Mr. Ganeshan. So, is our company's machining section working on all the three shifts, or do we work only in one shift? Just want to know if we have scope for handling higher volume without further investments.
So currently we are working in three shifts, but yes, there is a scope of higher volumes because we work in a batch type business and a project type business. So the comparison with the higher volumes businesses is not a good comparison. But with efficiency increases and continuous improvements, we would be able to handle more volumes without further investments. And for the same, I would say that we are working on man and process, both we are working. So for man, we are aligning with some trainings and internal and out external trainings. And also for processes, also we are taking continuous efforts. So that both in turn helps us improve the efficiency. So if you take the example of H2 also, you would say that our only the H2 revenue generated were quite good. So that helped us in a positive way.
Okay. I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the questions. So the next question is, can we expect to achieve 130 crore top line and 13 crore PAT for the current financial year?
Hoping to. We are hoping to, but I wouldn't comment on the exact numbers.
Yes, Mr. Keshav Garg.
So, Mr. Kole, what is the impact of rupee depreciation in our business? Do you think we have become more competitive in our export markets? And if so, is the proportion of exports in our revenue mix expected to increase? And also, do we import anything, or we are primarily, basically, we buy from the domestic market itself?
No, so it will help us being more competitive in the exports market because of the same. And I would say that we are hoping that it will help us in the exports.
Right. So, can we expect the exports to increase from whatever
Yes.
25% level from currently?
Yes, sir. We are working on the similar lines, sir.
Understood. Sir, and did you just in the beginning you alluded to our full capacity utilization, we can reach 140 crore revenue. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah.
Understood. So what would be our CapEx plans going forward?
Currently, like I mentioned, the HMCs and some some inspection machines we are planning for this year as of now.
Right. So in terms of if you could quantify in terms of crores, like how much would that amount to?
So I would say that according to current plan, it is around 2 to 3 crores, but it's still in work in progress, sir. And I would ha you would have to give me some time to work more on that.
Great, sir. And in this investor presentation, the volume numbers were not mentioned, unlike the previous investor presentation. So if you could, give us that, then it would be more helpful.
Okay, we'll surely try to update that.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. I'll rejoin the queue if there is any further questions.
Thank you, sir.
Participants, I request to raise their hand for asking the question or type it in the Q&A box. Yes, Mr. Mukesh Modi.
Yeah, Mr. Kulu, this industrial valve segment, this industry itself is growing at what rate?
Drishti, can you open the presentation? I think, so the investor presentation mentions the slides about the same,
No,
sir.
that is mentioning from 2026 to 2031. But it is growing at what rate at present? I mean, it is at we are growing at 25%. Are we taking any? Are we growing above the industry rate, or we are still below the industry rate? And who is your first, the first biggest customer as of now?
Sorry, sir, I won't be able to answer the customer's name in the call. But like we have mentioned, our top 5 to 7 customers' business is around 65% of the total revenue. That we are still in line. More than 15 to 20% businesses we are not, to mitigate the risk. And I would say that we are growing according to the I think a bit more than the industry standard. I think 12 to 15% is the industry standard. But as some gentleman, I think Mr. Paul mentioned that, there are various customers there are increasing at 50%. So to my knowledge, I think 15 to 20 is in accordance with the industry standard. But with his statement, I'll have to recheck really.
That's fine. And sir, in export, which are the areas where we are exporting geographical?
Geographically, we are exporting to 14 countries, sir. That includes Australia, Vietnam, Indonesia, then
Wow.
Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Germany, Italy, Spain, United Kingdom,
Oh,
USA, Brazil.
so it is very widely spread. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay,
yes, sir. Yes.
that's great. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. So I think there is one question in the Q&A section from Mr. Saurabh. I'll just read out and answer the what percentage of our current rejection scrap rate are we experiencing on high alloy components? An increase in complex machining usually spikes rejection rates. How has it impacted our gross margin this fiscal year? So I'm really it is it's a delight to let you know that usually the industry accepts 1800 DPPM rejection rates as a standard, which is 1800 defective parts per million. So we are below the acceptable standards. I think because of the good quality team, good production controls, and proper systems and ERP, I think we are less than the rejection area. So, and it is not impacting very considerably or even impacting our gross margins, in the preceding fiscal year.
Okay. So the next question is, so have we any commitment for regular annual business from the German company for which we developed and supplied samples?
It has already started from, I would say, February. The orders have started, and yearly they have promised us somewhere around 1 million businesses. And from February to now itself, we have like more than 0.3, 0.4 million business open orders with them. And we are also in talks with some other German customer again, who was here at our facilities as well. And we are also developing them. So they are into mainly the manufacturing of valves for power industry. So we are very confident that with them also we'll be able to develop a good relationship. So this is another German customer again. So the pilot batch would be shipped within next 4 to 6 months, and subsequently we will be having a good order from them.
Yes, Mr. Paul.
Thank you for the repeat opportunity. Sir, as you mentioned that raw material hike is not your primary concern as you can pass through the cost. So my question is, can you share?
Sir, I will I will just add to that though we add to our customer, but because of the higher material cost, the order conversion also is going on a slow pace right now.
Okay.
So though we pass to our customers, but it impacts the order booking.
Okay, so it impacts. So
Yeah.
yes, apart from that, if you consider to grow at 20-25% over the next few years, what are the primary business risk or challenge as per you?
Business risk challenges is like I already mentioned this, this tariff situation impacted last year. We did touch 100 crore this year, but due to the war situation and some delay in pickups for the export orders, last few crores of orders we had to hold there. So such situations can be a risk. I would say that yeah, I think these are the major risks. And if there is no stability in the raw material prices, I think again the customer starts looking for more options to how to cost cutting and everything. So being competitive consistently is advantageous, and that is an advantage, but at the same time you have to be on your foot again and again, all the time. So I would say that.
Okay, and from your overall revenue, what percentage of revenue comes from export? Any rough number?
Yeah, 25 to 26%. I think that's mentioned 26%. Yeah, just a moment. I have the value in front of me. Value kiti re? 26%, sir.
Okay, and what percentage of raw material you import or like you source everything domestically?
No, maximum sourcing is domestically, sir.
Okay, so maximum you source raw material domestically, but
I would say we source material domestically.
okay, and as you still have around 26% of export revenue, so we can conclude that rupee depreciation is overall beneficial. I mean, it might increase your top line just because of the currency depreciation, correct?
Logically, yes, sir.
Okay. And sir, regarding your order book, so does your, I mean, can you give any approx idea of your order book, like current order book is this much percentage of revenue, or any idea on your order book as on date?
Current order book is around 20 to 22% of last year's revenue.
Okay, and those, I mean, that order book you fulfill in how many months? I mean, is that short term order book, long
No,
term,
no,
not?
some overall in 6 to 10 weeks.
Oh, so whatever the order book you have at any point of time, everything is fulfilled by 6 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, maximum.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Next question we have in the Q&A box. So, what can you ex provide a breakup of revenue industry-wise, and how much raw material is imported out of the total raw material?
I have already answered the question, but revenue industry-wise is maximum comes from the oil and gas. I continuously tell that, though I would say that more than industry-wise, we would say that we have ball valves, butterfly valves, and control valves, and other types of valves. So mainly it comes from ball valves and followed by butterfly valves, control valves, and other valves, I would say. So any type of valve can go to various industries. So if it is a ball valve, it can go to a petrochemical industry or a water industry or even oil and gas. So sometimes we are unaware from from the type of component that we do.
Okay. The next question is, so after the full utilization of our current facility, do we have any more future CapEx plans? What is the generally the margin difference between domestic and export business, and who are primarily our competitors?
Our competitors are small scale machining suppliers who focus only on few sizes or few components. And because we have a full-fledged forging, heat treatment, and machining, and we cater from components from 0.5 inches to 24 inches. So at this scale, obviously I don't see anyone competing at the scale, but product level, we have some pocket level or smaller competitors that do hamper the business conversion. There is like margin difference. We quote order to order because we are into batch quantity. Every drawing is a new is a new costing opportunity for us. So that depends on overall customer and the component rather than domestic and export.
Okay. So the next question is, please advise on what will be our EBITDA margin on
I
exports.
think I have already answered via the previous question.
Okay. So the next question, how much of our future growth will be driven by volume expansion versus a shift toward high margin product and more complex machine components?
I think we are always a mix and match of volume expansion and shift or more than high margin. I think the new products or project orders, project-based orders. So as much as project-based orders or high margin products or new products are good for growth, but the difficulties that come with that for the initial conversion are also should not be just the sideline, but we are working on both vertical growth and horizontal growth. So similar new products, new customers, or existing products, new customers as well, or existing customers, new products, and so on. So we divide our sales pattern in the matrix, and we work accordingly.
Okay. The next question is on the revenue guidance. So, what is the expected top line and bottom line for FY27?
I think I've already answered the same.
Okay. I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the questions. So the next question is from Mr. Ganeshan. So are you looking at job orders for forged components in order to utilize our underutilized capacity in the forging plant?
Yeah, we do are looking for job orders for forged components as well. But right now, like our in-house consumption, we have some good opportunities, and the capacity utilization there also has been improved. But there are some downs, ups and downs in the capacity utilization there. So we'd also do job orders for forged components as well. We have around three customers that for whom we do job orders for just the forged components as well, but that's very small value.
Yes, next question is from Mr. Keshav.
Sir, I had only one follow-up question that you said that we'll be able to reach something like 120, 130 crore revenue in this financial year. Now, since our peak capacity itself is 140 crore, so which means that next year, FY28, there will not be room for much growth. So then, what is the expectation going forward? I mean, this year is fine, but what about the next year onwards? What will happen to growth?
That's still the discussions are still work in progress, I would say.
Sir, so basically, in our current plant, how many shifts are we working?
Three shifts, sir.
Okay, so it's three shifts. So it is not that. So basically, can we do brownfield expansion? Is there scope for that, or a greenfield plant needs to be set up?
No, sir. Brownfield expansion also we can do in because the third plant we still have only overall the third plant still have 20, 30 to 35% space, so brownfield expansion still can be done, sir.
Understood. And is it a possibility that we can outsource some part of our this thing, components and other things, or we have to make them in-house only?
We prefer to make it in-house rather than buying, but yeah, there is a scope which surely helps us in achieving the top lines.
Sir, now whatever export customers that we have, how much of them are from the Middle East, and is there any disruption from the Middle East from war, etc., logistics?
Yeah, like I mentioned that there was some huge disruption in March month. I would not say disruption. It has the processes have slowed down because the vessels and the containers and all that, some logistical slowness is obviously there, and that is always there. But I would say in near future we will see an uprise in business from Middle East itself because of the disruptions that has happened, because the oil and the fields and oil fields will need to be again reconstructed, or to start them will they'll have to do some concrete or complex upgradations also.
Right, sir. So this rupee depreciation benefit, do we have to pass on to our export customers, or have we? I mean, will the margins increase because of that?
No sir, no, we don't pass on because there is some
Okay.
we don't pass on. Yeah.
Okay, that's great, sir. And the In our exports, we export on CIF basis or FOB basis?
No, sir. We maximum of our exports are on the Ex Works basis, sir.
FOB basis.
Not FOB, Ex Works. So basically, FAS is a terminology I believe in for that.
Sir, my basic, I want to understand that if the shipping tariff goes up, then
No,
is
it
it
doesn't
on us
impact us,
or
sir. No, sir, it doesn't impact us.
freight
It
is
impacts
not on
our customers.
us?
No, sir.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you very much and best of luck.
The next question we have is, so any plans for dividends going ahead?
It's still thought in process.
I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the questions. I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the questions or type the question in the Q&A box. Sir, we have received one question. What will be the lead time required to set up a new line as part of volume expansion?
Lead time required to set up a new line. So that depends on the component or the sizes as well, sir, because that depends on the machines, and then through that we'll be able to answer, because we do from small sizes to bigger sizes.
Okay. And the next question is, so revenue jumped 34% half on half in H2. So what drove that? Was it a large order, new customer addition, or pricing? And how much of this is sustainable going in H1 FY27?
I would say that seasonally, H2 has always been a better performer for us, if you compare it with our historical performance as well. I would say that large order, 2 to 3 large orders from this thing. There were also some tariff relaxations given, by US, so that also helped us gain some good orders, and in shorter time we were able to convert, and that's the reason we were able to add that to our top line. I would say that, yeah, this is sustainable going in H1 as well, but we are waiting for, to the pipeline is looking good, but because, like I mentioned, the higher raw material prices, the conversion is a bit slower.
Okay. The next question is, so which new products are we working on?
So we are working on improving the existing, and also for new products. There are some different types of bodies, adapters. These are some major products that we are working on.
And we have another question. So what is the USP of our company?
So the USP, I always say that forging, heat treatment, and machining, along with the strong certifications of PED and NORSOK, are the USPs of our company. And that's the integrating manufacturing capabilities, and also We not only deal with specific components or specific types of walls. We deal with n numbers or all types of walls, and also in such a huge wide spectrum of sizes. So I think that is the USP of our company. And also we believe in customer satisfaction and continuous improvement. So that helps us in improving the relationship with the customer and giving them confidence that we are a reliable partner.
Okay, we have another question from Mr. Mukesh Modi. Yes, Mr. Mukesh.
Sir, we have shifted from borrowings to short term. Is it because to inventory, I mean finance to inventory or CWIP? What is the reason?
I was unable to understand your question, sir.
We have shifted borrowing from long term to short term. I mean, is it because of the interest rate change or to finance the inventory or what was the reason?
I think one was the, we have taken some short-term borrowings. Just remember, I'm having a look, sir. Sir, for the facility development of our Plant 3, there were some borrowings done. So that you can see that impact there, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have two last questions. So, any plans to raise any equity capital going ahead, sir?
Currently, no.
And with the investment set to increase in the shipbuilding sector, how do you see the revenue contribution from that segment evolving forward?
Currently, there is not a huge contribution directly for shipbuilding sector. Indirectly, obviously, so for non-ferrous, we are doing. So I would say that we are working on how we can leverage the increase in shipbuilding sector.
Okay, so thank you, sir, for the insightful giving question and answers. So, ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay. So thank you everyone once again for attending the earnings call for H2 2026 25-26. I would like to state that through the rough terrains of an over dynamic situation last year, with the good efforts from the team, the operations and the sales team, we are able to achieve the growth numbers. That's an positive mo that surely has given the positive momentum for growth and to march ahead or the forge ahead in the this journey of growth. And we would like your continued trust in Shri Balaji because of the core values that we have and because of belief in them and a good relationship with customer. With that, we are sure that we are here to grow and move ahead year on year. So thank you for that.
Thank you. On behalf of Shri Balaji Valve Components Limited and the management team, we thank all the participants for joining today's earnings call. A replay will be made available on the investor relations platform. So you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a great evening.